asked a couple of ladies to come forward to help me with this. These are some of the projects that we do, and where they paint them, and then we visibly sew them together. And then some, like in Aud here, she took all old material, real old, and sew them together, and then some of the ladies take and tie them, and we tie them together, and then they go to different places. Now these they did where they painted, and then we put them together. It's not completed because I didn't speak like a green bag. But anyways, they go to Africa, or they go to Emmanuel Mission. And in Africa, they take these quilts, they give them to the little ones, the babies, and they never wash them. And that's all sometimes that they have. It goes to the refugees in Africa. And Emmanuel Mission, they wash them better than the Africans do, but not half as much as what we will. Then sometimes some of the ladies get ambitious, and if you know how to knit, they make these little knitted sweaters, and then we have a knitted crochet blouse. So if you know how to knit, they're really easy, it's just time consuming. You know, pattern, and they go to Africa. And believe it or not, it gets cool there. And that's how they don't wear a diaper or anything. Yeah. And they wear them even when they get older, they stretch it, you know? So, then ladies, if you, please keep saving candle soup labels. And also, please save the, you know, the education ones. They say for education, box tops. Okay, now every once in a while on some of the different labels, like this one, I didn't even know it was on there, you get 10 points for the bonus label. Well, now each point is worth 10 cents. So each of these are worth 10 cents. So if you're throwing them out, just throw them out 10 cents. What we do is we give them to Emmanuel Mission, Victoria Christian, and there's one other. What's the other one down? Oh, yeah. Down in Ohio. Christian, I don't know the name of it. Okay, now what it is that we are not saving bags, ladies. Please do not bring your bags to church here. We don't want a collection. Okay, please do not save them anymore. We're not doing it. Now, we have a list of where these things, if you're saving them, where they go. Like if you have labels and box tops, they go to a net and different ones. I have this list down on the board, but if you want a list so that you take it home and remember who you give these stuff to, then go ahead. Okay, intermission is over. Before we get started, Audrey, would you please open and pray?
Father, we just like to pause for a moment. Thank you for who you are, Lord. And thank you for allowing us to assemble freely so that you come with hungry, Lord, because probably don't appreciate that enough. But we just ask your blessing, Father, and this class today, Father, that we may learn from what you have said to us from your word. Thank you for all you've done for us, mostly thank you.
Okay, I was asked a while ago if I would be willing to have a class on baptism. So I was given the subject, so I hope you bear with me as I give what the Lord has given me. Would you excuse me, please? I don't want to have to start coughing and then I won't be giving a baptism at all. Okay. I have a question. And I'm going to ask you a couple of questions during this time. Baptism. Is it for everyone? That's correct. All right, baptism is not for everyone. It's only for those who are only a person that realizes that he or she is a lost sinner and deserves to spend eternity in hell. have a few verses that go along with this, and I put them up on the thing. So hopefully, Ecclesiastes 7:20, whoever has that, if they would be, excuse me, writing, I'm the world's worst writer or scholar, you know, you get used to a computer for some reason. All right, Ecclesiastes 7:20, whoever has that, please. Hang on, okay. Then who it is, the baptism is for a person that has done three things. Realize they are a sinner. Okay, that's one of the things I wanted to bring up. And the second thing is a person who repents of their sin and acknowledges to God that he is a sinner, that he needs a Savior. Romans 10:9. Okay, so a person for baptism is not for one, just anyone, but it's for a person who realizes they're a sinner and that they need to repent. And what else? What else should a person do?
Confess.
I think that would go under the repent, another word. That's a good one else. Pardon?
Accept.
Right. Accept. He accepts Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. His sins are forgiven. He receives eternal life. Okay, 1 John 5:13. Okay, you have to accept. John 3:16. We all know that one, or most of us know it. Go ahead. Very good. And John 5:24. Okay, thank you. Now, with this, if you're here today and you haven't accepted the Lord as Savior, then what I'm going to say next isn't for you. But if you're here today and you've accepted the Lord as Savior, you realize that you're a sinner and that you repent of your sin and you ask Jesus to come into your life, then you are a born-again believer and your responsibility is before God. And I'm going to him. Okay, I have had this question asked me before and I'm going to put it out to you. Can a baby be baptized? Now, remember what I just said. Remember the verses that the lady could read. Can a baby be baptized?
Yes, but it
has
no meaning.
Baptized or sprinkled? Okay, what is baptism? Okay, that's what we're going to go into. They call it baptism, but it's sprinkled. Okay? because baptism means in the Greek version immersion. And if you put a baby into the water, there's a good chance you might have a problem. Okay? Baptism is only for a person that belongs to the Lord. Now, if you're here and you don't belong to the Lord, baptism isn't for you. Now, when I was a little girl, actually a little baby, I was sprinkled with the mother always said I was baptized. When I accepted the Lord as my Savior when I was 12 years old and I was reading God's Word, all of a sudden I realized, I wasn't baptized. And I said, oh, Lord, I need to be baptized. Well, I went to my mother and father, and my mother and father said, absolutely not. You were baptized when you were a baby. So I said, how could I be baptized when I didn't understand anything? And I said, did they put me under the water? Well, absolutely not, to a death, you know. And so they said no. So I prayed about it, and I said, okay, Lord, here I am, 12 years old, in my mother and father's house, and what do I do? So I asked the Lord, and I really felt before the Lord, that I should not be baptized, only because I was in my mother and father's house and I wanted to obey them. But today, December 26th, when I turned 18, I had asked ahead of time and I asked to be baptized. And on the 31st of December, I was baptized, right here in Blaisdell, but actually, I think it was up a little, and it was the platform, it was before we did the addition here. And it was quite a while ago. And it was an exciting time for me because I knew not only did I honor my Lord and Savior, but I also honored my parents by obeying them and not doing what they didn't want me to do. Because at the time, both of my parents, I thought, were unsafe. And it wasn't until I was 16 years old, I realized after I prayerfully and crying talked to my father and said, Dad, you need to be saved. And he said, Linda, I've been saved since I've been a young man by boy Sunday. And I didn't know that. And then my mother was saved when my father had died, the day it was laid out. So I didn't know all these things, okay? But I was very earnestly wanted to obey God, but I wanted to obey my parents. And you know, that's important. Now, because I was only 12 years old, that's why I did it that way. All right? Then, why should we be baptized? Identify. Right. It's an act of obedience. And I put out some verses.
There are some verses.
It's an act of obedience. There's several things. I didn't want to skip down to identification. She got it. Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Okay, in Mark 16, 15 and 16.
And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned.
Now, that verse is a little confusing to some people, you know? And I purposely brought it out because sometimes people take this verse and only this verse. There's one other verse. And they say, oh, it says here that he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. That you have to be saved and you have to be baptized to be saved. No, absolutely not. Read the last part of it. What does the last part say? But, there's a but there. He that believeth not shall be damned. Believeth not. It has nothing to do with baptism. Being born again has nothing to do with baptism. But baptism is an act of obedience that God has asked each one of his children to do. Okay? And it's an act of confession. Confession. Now we have false teeth. Okay, Acts 8, 35 through 38.
And so
You know, I love that account. Phil, he comes to time this junior, he didn't know what he was reading, and the Lord revealed to him, hey, go and ask these questions, go do this. The Lord led him to do these things. And it was kind of neat that, to me, that this man, after reading and believing, oh, what hinders me to be baptized right now? And, you know, Phil says, oh, nothing. And he says, well, here's the water, why not? Okay, that's great. The step of obedience, is, and he wanted to do it. He wanted to do it now. And to me, I just think it's really great that that he did that. And you notice in those readings, it's not for salvation. It's obedience unto God. It's an open confession. And it's an act, it's a public testimony. And he wanted to give the public testimony one day, obey God. Okay, the third one, identification. Romans 6:3-4, please. Okay, the picture here is the baptism. When a person is getting baptized and they go down into the water, it's a picture of his life, which he just read. The picture of his, yes, of his death. And when they come up, it's a picture of what? Life. Well, in the act of obedience, the act of confession, and the act of identification of what Jesus did. And you know, when you go down into baptism, you know, it's important that when you take that step, that it's one that is true before the Lord. Not just because, well, such and such is doing it, or maybe I should do it because I'm going to join the church. Not. Baptism has nothing about joining the church. Baptism is not. It's like act of confession, act of obedience, and act of identification. When you go down in, it's the old nature you're getting rid of. But do you get rid of it from the heart? Is the old nature still with you?
Yeah.
Why? A little louder, Lord.
You get a new life, not a changed life.
That's right. You get a new life. And you have an old nature and a new nature. And let me tell you, there's times when my old nature comes up very easily. You know, I told someone the other, well, just recently, that, you know, Jonathan, he gets his, and he gets it legitimately from his mother, I'm sorry. And but God's working on me, give him time. And I know I'm never gonna make it until I get to heaven to be perfect, but the Lord's still working on me today. It's an act of proclamation. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4.
For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures.
An act of proclamation. Thank you. She should stay out there a moment. Anyway, it's telling other people, you know, about what the Lord has done to you by obeying him in this step of obedience. You know, over in some of the different countries, not here, but sometimes here, they have trouble. When people are baptized, when people have accepted the Lord as Savior, and then they want to be baptized, it could mean their life. Many times it means they're kicked out of their home. Many times they are just shunned by people. is a very important step to many people, but many, many people seem to take it very lightly sometimes, that you don't need it. Okay, and you know when you do it, when you go down into the water of the basket, it's such a gospel message to the unsaved, of your family and friends, and it's like, because you're obeying the Lord, you don't go, why are you doing that? Have you ever had that? When you do something the Lord wants you to do, and they say, why are you doing that? So it's a gospel message that you can preach by obeying God and taking the steps of obedience and that thing. Now, in Acts 8:39, the one part that I like in that one part was how he went away from the giant. You know? He was excited. He was saved, and he went down into baptism to obey the Lord. He was excited. I wonder how many of us are excited. Excited about the Lord. Excited about obeying the Lord. And think back when you were baptized. If you were, maybe you were. But think back. How did you feel? I know I was excited. But I finally got the opportunity to obey the Lord the way I should. And it was exciting for me. It was very exciting. Okay, then when should a person be baptized? I've had that baptism. Okay, first, number one. Which I've stated, you should, after you belong to the Lord. Okay? Acts 16:31 through 33. You know, this used to confuse me. It just didn't make sense to me. Why do you think it didn't make sense to me? Anyone else did that catch? Anyone else catch that maybe? Well, what does it say? That he got baptized and finished. Wait a minute. How can that happen? Why not? Have you ever been excited about something? And you take that news to your family or to a friend and say, you know, I've been saved. I remember when I was first saved and being only 12 years old. I mean, anybody that would listen, I would talk to them. I got saved today. I got saved today. I'm going to heaven. I mean, everybody at the church knew I was saved because I went around and told everybody. I was excited that I was saved. And, you know, he was excited. And he shared it with his family. And, you know, he was going to go to heaven. Hey, wait a minute. You know, what do I got to do? You know what I'm saying here? He no doubt shared Christ with them, his family. His family, the family didn't want to be left out. And, of course, the Holy Spirit worked in that family. And they were saved. And they might have been older ones. Which it indicates that because, or might be young ones, because we don't, everybody comes to an age of understanding different. I have one daughter, Loretta, she accepted the Lord as her Savior when she was 4 years old. She can tell you about detail about it. And if you know Loretta, this is unusual. Loretta's a little forgetful, but let me tell you, she informed us, and she told us, and when she was saved, and to this day, she'll have it. She was saved. So what I'm saying is that every age of understanding is different. But they understood, and they were baptized. Okay, then when? As soon as you have asked them into your heart, is a good thing. This question has been asked, and I'm going to ask you. Why do some people not get baptized? Let's say they go to, they say, oh, I accept the Lord as my personal Savior. I'm going to heaven. Why do they stop there? What do you think? Why do some people stop and don't go into the waters of baptism of obedience? A little louder, Renee.
Very true. It's not always easy.
And I think sometimes women have more, or girls have more, I don't know. I better take that back. There's a few men too, or stuff. I better take that. But lots of women, though, and girls, have more of a stubbornness. Okay, well, come on, David.
In the Greek, by immersion. Now, what does immersion mean? I already told you about it. What does immersion mean? Pardon?
Fully covered in water.
Fully covered in water, right. Covered, all water. And it's a symbol, as we said, of Christ's death and resurrection. Okay? In Romans 16:4, we had read that, where it says that it represents a picture or a symbol of Jesus' death. And Colossians 2:12.
Buried with him in his baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him, through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so it's a symbol, and we need to be obeying the Lord in the avenue of baptism. Now, after a person obeys the Lord in baptism, then you have a responsibility to do something. Or, if, not just baptism. All right. When a person accepts the Lord as their personal faith, you have a responsibility for the Lord to do something. Now, some people are not baptized even though they belong to it. But they still turn around and they obey the Lord by doing something. But it's even better to obey the Lord and be baptized too. Now, I'm trying to go around it and not say what it is. Well, what is your responsibility? Can someone tell me what your next responsibility is of what you should do as a born-again believer? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. To the person after he accepts the Lord as his Savior, okay, he may not get baptized right away. Like, who said that? Oh, thank you. Okay. I can't hear you with this thing so loud. We have a responsibility to God that once we've obeyed him in belonging to the Lord, and we need step of obedience in baptism, that if a person obeys the Lord in baptism, then you have a responsibility to remember him at the Lord's Supper, or worship service, as you call it. James 2:19. If someone could get it then. Okay. Now why do you think I put that verse in? Just believing with your head is not enough. I get these students sometimes with the Emmaus courses that they say, oh, I believe God, but they're not going to get it. And I write back and I give that verse James 2:19. You know, that even Satan believes God. We have to do something. We have to accept the Lord as our personal Savior. And then we need to obey him in step of obedience to show, like I said, and these other things. And then our responsibility to remember him. Now, okay, let's say that I'm born again and I come out to the meeting. But I'm not baptized. Well, it's a loaded question, and I'm going to put it out. Should you take part in morning meetings? See some heads, but I need some speaking up. Should you take part in morning meetings? If you belong to the Lord, and you come up.
What part are you talking about? The emblems, or?
Take part in the bread and the wine, which represents the Lord's body, picture of the Lord's body, and the wine represents as well. Should you take part? If you belong to the Lord. And not forget it. Come on, I know most of you know this. Come on.
Yes.
Yes. Why?
Because you already have the Lord as your personal Savior.
Right. Okay. So then, I'm trying to go back, okay, a little. So, baptism. What does that pertain to worship service? What is it? Does it have anything to do with the worship service? Am I confused anymore? Pardon me?
The bread and wine represents God, right?
Right.
And the baptism can be lined, or is this what you're trying to get at, or
that's okay. Very good, though. Very good thought.
There's two separate commands of the Lord.
Thank you. Go for it, Audrey. No, two separate commands. Okay? And you see, that's what I was trying to get out without giving it all. Do you know what I mean? It's hard sometimes. Okay, does someone have John 13:17? Look louder, would you please, Tony?
If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them.
Okay, what is that saying? Very good. 1 Corinthians 11:23-26.
For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after the supper, saying, "This cup is the truth, is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim, proclaim the Lord's death for me."
Thank you. This says speaks for itself. I don't need to say any more comment on that. I did something which I like to take the words sometimes that are given to me, like baptism. And what I did is I took the word baptism, and I don't know if you've heard, but you know, being that my one son's in the Navy, I heard this, so sometimes I'm a little sick of it. Be all you can be, mother. Okay? Well, that's what I did here. Be all you can be for the Lord. Hey, we can do it for the Navy. Why not for the Lord? So once you belong to the Lord, you've asked the Lord to come into your life, and, okay, now you're going to obey the Lord in these other avenues of baptism, then be all you can for the Lord, for B. And then A, after you accept Jesus as your Savior, after you accept Jesus as your Savior, you're going to be baptized. B, prepare to work in newness of life. Now, what does that mean? Prepare to work in newness of life. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Could you say that a little louder?
If you're planning to live out the life for him, then you have to be prepared and use the tools to give it, such as the Bible, fellowship with other believers, and prayer life.
Right. In other words, it's not just coming out on Sunday school, sitting in a pew and warming it up, and then leaving. What about during the week? What's your life speak for? Take time, to come, remember the Lord, and be after. Okay, now I got immersion. Okay? Not only in the water of baptism, but God's Word. Hey, does that Bible you bring in Sunday sit on the shelf the rest of the week? Everyone has busy lives. We're all very busy. Seems like we're really busy. And it doesn't matter on which stage of your life is, it gets busy differently. I'm not busy about kids, and I'm not busy, oh man, where does the day go by and the time go by? I have purpose in my life, and so, Lord, help me to be able to read and pray for you today. And it takes work. Especially when I'm tired, and now in time of my life, I sit down and I gotta be careful because if you're in a warm situation and you're tired, and you start praying, the next thing you don't know where you were, and you're out like what? So, it doesn't mean you have, you belong to the Lord. Immerse yourself in His Word. So in others, you belong to Jesus. By your step of obedience, by your life, how are you showing people? Do you really show them that you belong to the Lord? Or do they say, if she belongs to the Lord, I want her part? Think about it. What are you showing in your life? Or are you a Christian that has been left under the worship? Or are you self-centered? Me, me, me? Let me get the me out and the I out. Then you start shining for the Lord. And we all don't sit here and say, oh, I don't. I'm guilty of everyone here. We're all guilty. We all. And do you know, it used to confuse me, but you know what? Satan, he didn't murder anyone. He didn't rob anyone. But he did put I before the Lord. And we do a time. Be careful. We must show by others we belong to Him by a step of obedience. Him, make your life count for Christ. Does it count for Christ? Or doesn't it? Are you so caught up in this world that, hey, you know, it's my life. Hey, I hate to tell you, it's not. You were bought with a price. And it wasn't cheap. The Lord Jesus said, I'm the cross for you. He gave His blood and shed His blood for you. What are you doing about it? Are you just, ho-hum, another Sunday school, ho-hum, another day? I feel bad for people in my head. You know, I get my down days. I get sick. I have down days that I feel, oh, Lord, I just want to give up. Take me home, Lord. No. And I'm sure there's some of you that have done that yourself. you know what makes a difference?
That the Lord's there for you.
And he like comforts you and he loves you.
And that's the ministry.
So that's what I have on baptism. And if anyone's here today, you don't know the Lord is your personal Savior. Why not today? Why not accept him? You might have come here since you've been a little girl. And you might have been walking the walk and talking the talk. But you're not really saved. You're just doing what everyone expects you to do. I'm not going to do it. So if there's anyone here who wants to come to know the Lord and Savior, stay after. Talk to myself or one of the other ladies, Oscar, Wilson, any of the different ladies that you know and respect. And if you want to be baptized, and you realize today, hey, I need to be baptized. Talk to me. Or talk to one of the other ones. And do something about it. Please, don't wait. Because you know there's going to be some day that the Lord's going to ask you, why didn't you obey me? What's your answer going to be to him? You're not going to answer me. You're not going to answer to anyone else. You're going to answer to God. Now, I have one thing that I brought with me, and if anyone wishes to learn more about baptism, I have an Emmaus Bible course that I'm going to offer free. You're welcome to have one. Line up and talk to me, and please, though, don't take it unless you're going to do it, and it's up to you, okay? Let's close in prayer.